Janice Baldreessen is a senior policy analyst for the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow. That's CFACT.org, CFACT.org. Author of numerous books and articles on energy, the environment, climate, human rights issues, all of these things. And what we're going to touch on today is graphite. Now, you don't think about this much. Graphite in your number two pencil, do you think about that much? Not really, but it's important for batteries. It's important for energy security, for military security, and nobody's talking about it. Who has the corner on it? China does, of course. Good to have you back on the program, Paul.
Thanks, Steve. It's nice to be back with you.
So graphite, I don't think about it much. I mean, I saw the graphite core that exploded at Chernobyl in a documentary I watched recently. I didn't realize that nuclear cores were surrounded by graphite, but apparently they're like a reflector, so it's important in nuclear energy as well. This is a critical element, isn't it?
It is. People don't think about it, and graphite is essentially carbon, just like diamonds, different molecular structure. And when you start looking at graphite in a battery for an electric vehicle, 40% of that vehicle is graphite.
40% of an electric vehicle is graphite? Who knew?
That's part of the reason when an electric car catches fire. Yeah. You're dealing with a chemical fire, and they burn very hot. You can't put them out easily with water. You can put 70,000, 80,000 gallons of water on one of those vehicles, and it still won't necessarily stop burning. So you're getting all kinds of chemical emissions, very toxic, very dangerous.
So what you call it a chemical fire, Paul, just to be clear, you're talking about a chemical reaction. Not rapid oxidation like a fire would normally be, which is, you know, bringing in oxygen. It's different. That's why traditional firefighting methods do not work.
That's right. And that's ultimately a small part of the whole problem here, because when you're talking batteries for the grid to back up the electricity from wind and solar power, that's only there 30 or 40% of the year. The rest of the time, you don't have electricity being generated. Right now, we're using natural gas plants, coal plants, nuclear plants, but the environmentalists, the Biden administration, want to get rid of those. So the fallback is going to be enormous batches of batteries, millions of enormous batteries. You get a fire there, you've got a problem. But the other part of the problem, as you alluded to, is China. We get 70 to 90% of our cobalt, our lithium, a lot of other raw materials that are essential for this so-called green revolution to supposedly renewable, sustainable energy from
China. It's all crap, isn't it, Paul? I think the technical term is crap, because that's what they're trying to feed us. Look, here's the thing. There are ways that we could go forward with electricity, modular nuclear power. That's a brilliant idea. They've scaled nuclear power. Right. You can power an entire city with a nuclear reactor the size of a minivan or an SUV, right? That's what we've come to now. And that makes it a lot less dangerous if there's a problem with a nuclear power facility. It's small. It's not Chernobyl. It's not Three Mile Island. And that's the direction we should be going, not with these giant turbines that come from China, or these solar panels that come from China, or all these destructive heavy metals and materials that we need that come from China. Am I missing something?
No, you're not. And I think you're absolutely right. The modular nuclear reactors are a clear way to go, at least for electricity. We can't get all this other stuff from electricity. Petroleum is a natural gas and oil are essential for a whole batch of other things. Every plastic we use, pharmaceuticals, cosmetics, paints, all kinds of things that are so important for our day-to-day activities. And even the insulators on the millions of miles of new transmission lines, the backups in the plastic that are in the transformers that come from China,
right.
But they are made from plastic, from
we're setting ourselves up for failure. You know, I do find it amusing, Paul, when I see these no oil people blocking the roads, you know, on their cell phones made of petroleum products, of course, tapping out their angry weekend warrior, you know, text from their computer made out of petroleum products. These people are so obtuse they don't even have any idea what they're talking about. Destroy all of our oil. Well, then you won't have a surgical suite. You won't have dental equipment. You won't have computers or smartphones or anything else. They are just so obtuse, they don't get it, do they?
They don't. And when it comes to graphite, we're 100% dependent. That means our economy, our energy, our military are all dependent on China and its good graces. And it's its own quest for hegemony over the Pacific, for world domination in a whole lot of other ways. The question becomes, are we going to be so subservient that we don't tick them off?
Here's my last question, Paul. Don't we have a lot of these resources here available to us in the United States, but every time we find something like rare earth elements in northern Minnesota, Joe Biden swoops right in and locks it off? No, we can't do that. We have to save the environment. So we keep having the ability to have our own, and we look the other way. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. We have every one of these raw materials right here in the United States. We don't have to be dependent on anybody, but all the places are officially or de facto closed off to any kind of mining. The processing is also a dirty business, and they don't want that in this country. So we're going to be 100% almost dependent on these foreign sources for everything we want to do in the United States. The ultimate goal is to slash our living standards.
Yeah, there it is. Force us back into the dark ages. Paul Dreesen, Senior Policy Analyst for the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow. Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow can be found at CFACT.org. Paul, thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Heard some people ask me here the other day, hey, do you still have MyPillow? Of course we do. MyPillow.com, promo code Gruber. You'll save piles of money on all sorts of new things. And my store, you know, they have Bleed Stop. You know, in case of an emergency, they've got Bleed Stop for sale. All you do is go to MyPillow.com, click on My store. Use the promo code Gruber. You will save tremendous amounts of money at MyPillow.com, which will take you to these other places. Bleed Stop. All sorts of things you never would have thought you could find using the promo code Gruber. You can do it right now and be a lot safer and happier and healthier. Take a break and be back. Don't go anywhere.